Beating stress, beating anxiety, beating tension when that red light goes on and the mic fader goes up, it's beating mic fright or performance anxiety. That's what we're talking about on today's edition. Get a Better Broadcast podcast and voice over voice. Hello, welcome to the show. I'm Peter Stewart, hope you're well. Rest and relaxation is another way you can beat performance anxiety. We've got plenty of exercises to help you have a strong, healthy and agile voice over the last, well, more than 900 episodes, both in how your voice sounds and how it sounds with particular words and scripts and the intonations and emotions. Remember two of my philosophies on this topic. Breathing is the key thing. Belly breathing will help calm you, which will help overcome mic fright. And hydrate, mate. And linked to this, steaming, which we looked at before, episode 767, as you're asking. But part of the reason we get tense and stressed is because we're on the go all of the time, aren't we? Make sure that you get time to rest and relax, and when you do, fully commit. That may be a good night's sleep. Rest will help your voice. At least 7 hours a night is good. Not only will it rest your folds, relax your frame, it was also increasing your ability to concentrate and give your body a chance to rest and repair itself, leading to long-term wellness. And of course, when you are sleeping, you have your skeleton in a restful state, obviously, not slumped in front of the TV, hunched over the laptop, or shouting in a bar. Rest and relaxation can help calm your mind and rest your voice and your whole body. And that should help you overcome mic fright. A few minutes of meditation, mindfulness, breathing techniques, Pilates, Tai Chi, yoga, massage. Or don't calm down. Yeah. What are you saying, Peter? We should be calming down to help us overcome mic fright. And now you're saying don't calm down to overcome mic fright? Yeah. Maybe this will work for you. Instead of keeping your energy pent up and suppressed, or even ebbing out of your body, turn it into something useful. Even walking alone or with the dog, you breathe fresh air, stretch legs, you see the colour green, which you probably can't see in your studio at home or even the studio at work. Organised sports means you're socialising with others, conversing, laughing, all of which are mind boosters, all of which help put the world in perspective, all of which will help you get a better broadcast, podcast and voice over voice. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.